The unmistakable voice that is Charlie Lansborough. And of course, his song My Forever Friend is a song that will, you know, draw a lot of memories for people. And for me, my late uncle, who had been a priest, had retired home in 1995. Sadly, passed away towards the end of that year. But he started the Divine Mercy Prayer Group in the Cove area. And every Monday night when people would gather, the song they would all sing together was My Forever Friend. And that, of course, was written by Charlie Lansborough as well. And I'm delighted that he joins me on the line all the way from the UK. Charlie, good evening.
Good evening, Darren. Great to be with you, mate.
Listen, it's an absolute honour and a privilege to have you on the show. And look, before we talk about the tour, I was reminding listeners before we came on air, January 1995, Kenny Live, the Pat Kenny Show. That's where it all started.
It certainly is, yeah, and hot on the heels of a rejection. I mean, I've told the story many times, and I came away from the phone one night feeling a bit disconsolate because I'd had another rejection, and the next day I thought, no, instead of moping, what can I do? And I phoned the Pat Kenny Show, well, phoned RTE, and said, would they be interested in having me? I'd done it once before, but never had a CD to back it up with. And they said, Charlie, we've been trying to get you for a month. Can you come this week? And I went, did that show. Pat was wonderful with me, a lovely man. Sang two songs, and the following week, my son picked me up from school. I was teaching at the time with the news that I'd gone to the top of the Irish charts, and my life was sort of transformed overnight. Well, a long night it was, but overnight by the Irish people and with the help of Pat Kenny. So it was a momentous night for me.
And it was only just right that we opened the interview with What Colour Is the Wind? And there's a great quotation from yourself that age is no barrier to success. Dogged persistence and pure talent is far more important, but also for you and for a lot of us out there, a strong faith as well, that it'll keep you on the right path.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I'm a very ordinary fella and I'm not judgmental of anybody else. I'm flawed like everybody, but and funnily enough, that little story I told you about, back in 94, after years of trying to cajole the Almighty into doing what I wanted and asking him, wouldn't it be good, Lord, if you did this and you did that, and nothing seemed to happen. So in 94, towards the end, I gave up spiritually and said, all right, Lord, I don't know why you gave me these musical gifts, because everywhere I turn, I get rejected. If it's a teacher you want me to be on Merseyside, I'll do it, but you'll have to help me because I don't like it very much. And it's almost as if, from that sort of submission, that the whole thing began to take place. So, yeah, my faith in the good Lord Jesus Christ is paramount to me.
You know, I can totally relate to that, Charlie, because I had a kind of a drop in my faith as well a couple of years back. I was diagnosed with MS and I thought, this is the end, because I love to sing as well. And it was an encounter in Lourdes where I was invited to travel, and I thought that was it. The music is gone. You know, what else is there? And I was invited to sing at the Healing Mass. And that was the moment that, you know, I said, OK, Lord, yeah, I'm yours. Do it yourself through me. It's not for me to ask you to do it for me. I've got to be there to do it for you.
Well, it's a hard thing to do, to let go like that. But it's all the more powerful, I think.
It certainly is. Now, Charlie, you're going to be embarking on what is being called your farewell tour. Now, there's not too many people can boast to say that they did a farewell tour, apart from Elton John, who's doing it for over 2 or 3 years. But this must be tough, you know, because to say that it is going to be a farewell tour, because you've legions of fans all over Ireland and in the UK as well.
Well, I love Ireland, and I've got every. I was going to Ireland long before the success because I just loved the place. I was invited over by Foster and Allen, Tony Allen, to stay with him, and just fell in love with the place and the people. And I always remember saying to a friend of mine, you know, if I ever got a break, I'd love it to be in Ireland because I love the place and the people so much. And that's exactly what happened. And I've got lots and lots of friends all over Ireland, and I was treated so well when nobody ever heard of me. I used to travel over with my wife and my son, and travel here, there and everywhere, and I was always treated with great kindness, and every year I would sort of make my little pilgrimage back there. So it's going to be a bit of a wrench for me to say goodbye. Saying goodbye to one friend is pretty difficult, but saying goodbye to a lot of people is it's going to be incredibly hard. But I can only say thank you to all those people who went out and bought my stuff and gave me the life I'd always wanted in music.
Well, look, it's going to give people an opportunity to, you know, to show their love for you, because without doubt, and I've known this from the travels that I've done, that the music that you've written, the beautiful songs that are filled with spiritual richness, have endeared themselves to so many people and have brought great comfort in times of sadness and great joy as well.
Well, I'm so thankful for the songs. And when I look back in retrospect, I think I used to sort of long for success as a singer, and I'd never written anything, and I played in a pub for 20-odd years, and I thought, I'm getting nowhere, maybe if I write something. So I began with very little confidence whatsoever. But in the end, it was the songwriting that did the trick for me, and now it's a huge part of my life, and I'm so thankful. And I don't think there's anything nicer than to write something and find that it touches or uplifts or helps or whatever somebody else. I think it's the ultimate drug, because everybody wins, and it's something you want to continue to do all the time, to bring pleasure to people and to touch, strike common chords, and so that somebody else will say, I know what he means there, yet I felt like that. And that's what you're trying to do as a songwriter. And when you on occasion succeed, it's a lovely feeling. So I thank God for those songs.
And I suppose, Charlie, look, we can always be our own greatest critics, particularly when we're writing and performing our own music. But I suppose it's the love and respect and the support that you get from so many fans all through this country of Ireland and beyond, that it just is recognition to you, yeah, what I'm doing is right.
Well, it's a lovely feeling to know that you're welcomed wherever you go. And thankfully, I've got through the music. I thank God every night and say, thank you, Lord, for this gift which you did nothing for the lovely people I've met through it and the wonderful places I've been that I never dreamed I'd ever go to. And I was able to sustain my family through it. So, it's wonderful. But it's, at the end of the day, it's always about the people. I mean, I didn't enter music because I craved to be famous or anything, or even for money, although when you get a few bob after never having anything most of your life, it's very welcome. Because you're able to look after those around you. But I just love the music, and I love the people that it introduced me to. And at the end of the day, it's always about the people. You can have a wonderful venue, but if the people in there are not much, you know, not the nicest, it's not a lovely venue. You know, playing a little tiny place full of lovely people, and that, it's always about the people. And Ireland's full of great people, so I'm looking forward to going back.
And, you know, Ireland has changed an awful lot in the last few years, Charlie, as you'll know yourself. And sometimes to even admit openly that you have a spiritual belief, that you do have a belief in God Almighty, sometimes it's frowned upon. But thankfully, through the realms of music and that, it still touches people, it still gets them, and there is a faith out there.
I think without a shadow of a doubt, I think it's sort of inherent in a lot of the Irish people, and you can feel that warmth and that sense of spirituality there. And I'm very happy. I remember getting an award in Dublin once, and when I stood up, there was all sorts there, far bigger names than me, the Spice Girls and all sorts of people. Anyway, when I stood up, I said, I thanked the people around me who'd helped me, and I said, I'd like to say thank you to my Saviour Jesus Christ. And it wasn't the cool thing to say, you know, so there was a bit of a hush fell upon the crowd. But I'm quite happy to profess my faith, because I believe without him, none of it would have happened, you know. So, and I think people deep down, there's still that sort of, I think there's a seed of the Almighty sown in everybody, and some people bury it and some people feed it, you know. And I'd like to think that I'm trying my best to look after the gifts that God gave me to the glorification of him.
And you're certainly doing it greatly. And of course, I'm thinking of last year in Britain's Got Talent, Father Ray Kelly, a priest from County Meath, appeared on it and sang R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts and got huge applause from everybody, including Simon Cowell. So there is a strong faith out there. Now, just to remind listeners that you're beginning your Irish tour in the Great Northern Hotel in Bundoran, County Donegal, on the 26th of January. There's a list of dates that you can find on charlielandsborough.com. But you'll be in Charleville, in the Charleville Park Hotel, on Friday the 1st of February. Then you're coming to the Opera House in Cork on the 6th, where I was very lucky to get two of the last tickets this afternoon.
Well, that's great to hear.
It's virtually sold out. I was lucky to get two tickets from my mum and I. We're up on the height, but we'll be looking down anyway. And it finishes, well, you're in the Theatre Royal in Waterford on the 9th of February, and then the National Concert Hall in Dublin on the 10th. I mean, no greater a platform, you know, for a farewell concert than the National Concert Hall.
Well, when I think of all the places I've played, I enjoyed them all, even the little pubs and things that I played for the majority of my life. I never dreamed that someday I'd be stepping on stage in places like the National Concert Hall. And it was with a little bit of trepidation, to say the least, when I first stepped out. I think it was on the Gaiety Theatre in Ireland all those years ago, straight from the pub to suddenly being in this place full of people who'd come out to listen and see. So it's a wonderful place to finish after what I hope will be, well, I know will be a very enjoyable tour for me, although tinged with a little bit of sadness because it's my final tour of Ireland. But no, I'll enjoy it immensely.
And of course, Cherry, you have a new album out, I believe, called The Attic Collection, a 20-song album. It's your 35th, my goodness me, and it's both CD and DVD released to the loyal fans.
Well, it's a departure. Some of the songs people will know, there's some new songs on there, but it's totally different because it's almost all acoustic, and I'm playing guitar all the way through, which is, I've only played guitar on one track of one of my songs ever, one of my albums ever, so it's a bit different in that respect. We've got mandolins, we've got a bit of fiddle, and as I say, acoustic guitars, and on some songs, just a piano, but and some of the songs were recorded, called the Attic Collection, but five or six of them were recorded in an attic with just me and a great Scottish friend of mine, Jim Donaldson. Just the two of us recorded these songs together. So very sparse musically, but thankfully people seem to enjoy what we've done. So hopefully when it's out there, more people will enjoy it too.
Well, I'm a great believer sometimes with arrangements that less is more. And, you know, you can't beat the sound of an acoustic guitar. Charlie, while I have you, of all the songs that you've written, and you've probably been asked this question many times, but what are your favourite songs? What are the songs that you're most proud of? You know, the top two or three?
Well, I suppose some of the songs that I've really, when I've written them, I thought, I really like that. Not the ones that people pick up. But I would say, you've mentioned two of the songs that I'm eternally grateful for. Forever Friend was written as an expression of my own faith and written for a school assembly when I was a teacher. And the other song was inspired by a child, What Colour Is the Wind? So I'd say those two songs were at the focal points of my musical career and did so much for me. So I'll forever be eternally grateful to those songs. And people have said to me, don't you get fed up singing them? And I say no, because they've done so much for me and people relate to them. And I think on occasion I've sat and I've heard a whole crowd singing along with What Colour Is the Wind or Forever Friend. And it's a lovely feeling.
It certainly is. Well, Charlie, I want to wish you the best. I also want to say thank you for the wonderful memories that you've given so many people through the richness of your music, but also the richness of your witness to your faith and belief in God above. As I said, I'll be there in the Opera House on the 6th with my mum. Hopefully, I'll be able to wangle my way in to get to meet you on the night.
Of course you will. You and your mum, you must come around and say hello, and I can thank you in person. But you say what I've done, it's what people have done for me. What the Irish people collectively have done for me is phenomenal. So I'm just eternally grateful for that.
Well, Charlie, you're an absolute gentleman, and God bless you and all your family, and indeed all the fans. And again, everybody, go on to charlielansborough.com. You'll find the full list of dates, and tickets are selling fast. But Charlie, I'll finish the show later with Shine a Light, which I absolutely adore. I'll be singing along to it myself. But in the meantime, I wish you God's blessings, and I wish you good health and good fortune in the years ahead.
God bless you, my friend, and give my love to your mum, and I look forward to seeing you.
I look forward to it as well, Charlie. Take care of yourself. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. And there we had the wonderful Charlie Lansborough, and luckily I'm on radio, I'm not on TV, because I tell you, my eyes are welling up here now talking to a wonderful man like that.